is actually the sound of donkeys eating shrub on the side of the Tiger Leaping Gorge trail. I haven't seen them in a while, but at the beginning of the trail, one just chased another one off. I have to walk through them and hope they don't get mad at me to continue on the path. But anyway, the beginning of the trail, if you start in Tuanto, as it's called, that would be the west southwest part of the starting point of the Tiger Leaping Gorge Trail. You get followed by these touts who are on donkeys. And, you know, they want you to get on the horse, or they want to carry your bags or whatever. And they're actually not that aggressive. Again, Egypt is a checkpoint for me here, that because I've never... nothing can compare to Egypt, apparently. We'll see as this trip goes on whether I find touts more aggressive. I hear Indy is really bad. But anyway, they're pretty unobtrusive. And, you know, they'll ask you, they'll say, horsa, horsa. Of course, they're not horses, they're donkeys. Actually, maybe they're mules. I never know the difference. Yeah, they're mules. They're not donkeys, now that I think about it, because the donkeys have the longer ears. Anyway. But they're usually only on the first couple hours of the path. And they will, they follow you at least that far enough to the first guest house. The guest house will feed them or give them some money for basically, you know, herding you. Give you some money for herding you into the guest house. But I haven't seen them in a while. But now I'm on a part of the path that actually curves deeper into the mountain. It's by a stream that is dried up now. I'm sure during the rainy season this is just gushing because it's filled with tumbled rocks and incredibly deep, goes all the way down to the gorge. But right now it's dry, and there are four mules here and no people. So there's a water pipe or something that's lining the entire path here. It's really ugly. I don't know whether they could have done a better job. Probably. Jesus, at one point there was an elbow, and it's being held up by this heavy metal pole is being held up by a piece of rotting wood. That's gonna snap. So anyway, no humans to be found. An amazing view, of course. Just astonishing. The mountains on the eastern mountains. The eastern side of the gorge. God, it's like Mordor or something. I guess that means it's like New Zealand. I don't know. But the mountains are so, well, it's cliche to say, but jagged. But they also sort of look flame-like. They're sort of flame-shaped. Anyway. I'm going to keep walking. Well, okay, I'm going to walk through the donkeys now and see what happens. Okay, right now, two of them are on the path, and one is ass end out. His legs, his back legs, are facing the deep gorge, which means that if I walk by and he gets startled or something and kicks me, then I will go flying off into the gorge. I mean, they seem completely used to humans and tame. They don't really seem to care about me at all. They just want to eat. But I'm trying to stay out of their way. They're just walking by me. Now I only see three. Three of them are brown, silky, chocolate brown, toffee-colored bellies. And there's one that's a sort of white, off-white color. By the way, that noise is coming from bills that are hung around their necks and dangle from their chins. So as they nibble at the grass, the bell rings under their chin. Okay, well, clearly that one's a male. I'll leave it at that. Okay, I'm gonna walk through now. Oh, he moved off the path a little bit. Bye, donkey. Oh, there's the white one. It's so much smaller. I wonder if I'll encounter their human. So, that's the mule report.